Let's begin with Judy Shecklin. Last night, the City Commission voted 3-2 on a first reading of its proposed updated human rights ordinance. Can you explain, for those that haven't been following this closely, what that vote entailed? What did they move ahead exactly?
Okay. And the vote on Monday night was to add to the human rights ordinance in Atlantic Beach the protected classes of sexual orientation, gender identity, and expression. And that would specifically protect people from discrimination in the areas of housing, employment, and public accommodation. We started discussing this in November in Atlantic Beach. So you can certainly tell that it has been a very long journey with much input from the community. And what has been very clear is that there is an overwhelming number of residents of Atlantic Beach who are supportive of this change and this broadening of protections for our citizens.
Shavara Oren, Atlantic Beach Mayor Carolyn Woods, was quoted as saying, this is democracy at work. Life changes and our rules and laws are changing also. You've been active in this area with your group, Straight Allies. What was your reaction to the passing of the first reading of the vote?
It's incredibly promising. Our organization, We Are Straight Allies, works to engage, educate, inform, and call to action members of the Jacksonville community to support LGBT equality and ultimately passage of Jacksonville's own human rights ordinance. There was exciting fervor, hope in that space on Monday night.
And let's talk about the Jacksonville matter. Dan, if Atlantic Beach passes this formally with the second reading, which is coming up in a few weeks, do you see that as putting more pressure on the Jacksonville City Council and whoever is our mayor after the mayoral election? Do you see that as giving them more of an impetus to take this matter up again?
I would say it definitely would have that effect. You know, the reality is that Jacksonville is the largest, the most populous city in the United States that does not have an inclusive human rights ordinance. So with Atlantic Beach taking this step, hopefully in August, it will send a message that these are the types of changes that are needed here and actually can be made here.
We'll go to your calls as Atlantic Beach looks to expand its human rights ordinance. We'll go to your calls in just a moment. The number to join us, 549-2937. Now, let me reel back a little bit on our show, First Coast Connect, because all of the major mayoral candidates have appeared on this show in recent weeks. And we've asked them where they stand on the matter of the human rights ordinance, because so many of our callers and people that tweet us really want to know where the candidates stand. We've interviewed Bill Bishop, a former city council president who's running for mayor, Lenny Curry, former GOP state party chair running for mayor, and current mayor Alvin Brown. All three of them have been asked this question, and so far only Bill Bishop has taken a strong position up or down. Let's listen now to Bill Bishop, Lenny Curry, and Alvin Brown when it comes to the human rights ordinance. Does Councilman Bishop plan to be a leading voice in adding gays and lesbians to Jacksonville's human rights ordinance?
Everybody deserves equal protection under the law. Everybody deserves the same civil rights. Nobody should be discriminated against because of what they are.
So you would support, if that comes up again before the city, you would be in favor of passage?
I would.
That issue became a very divisive, vitriolic issue because the mayor was absent. He was all absent. That won't happen on my watch. What I'll do is I'll bring parties together and work to make sure to build a consensus on this issue. But I think what people need to understand is that my guiding philosophy and principle on this is that every single person in Jacksonville should be treated fairly, should be treated equally, and should have equal opportunity, no discrimination.
Your opponent, Bill Bishop, on this program said he absolutely supports expanding the HRO to include that language. If elected, would you support that, adding that language?
The HRO of 2012 no longer exists.
Run at it, another pass at it, with that language to cover lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens?
I would sit down with all of the interested parties with the guiding principle that discrimination will not be allowed and accepted under my administration in the city of Jacksonville. But again, that legislation ended up in a form that it did without any mayoral input, without any mayoral leadership. A mayor's job is to represent every citizen in Jacksonville and do the best that you can to bring people together. You're not going to be 100% successful. The process starts with me as mayor sitting down with all of the party interested parties and making sure that we come to a conclusion where discrimination is not acceptable.
It sounds as though then you would be for it.
I'm for every citizen of Jacksonville being treated fairly, respectfully, and equally.
But are you for legislation that codifies that?
I would have to sit down with the interested parties.
Yes or no?
I would have to sit down with small business leaders, with groups that are being discriminated against, and make sure that we work together and we build the consensus on a way to protect people from discrimination.
Well, Melissa, you know, I always say I don't believe in discrimination. I think everyone should be treated fairly. And I know that as someone who believes in opportunity for all, that we should treat everyone equally. I still believe that. And I think that's important for people to know. And people know that. So I'm going to make sure as mayor in my city, not only city employees, but this city treats people with respect.
Is this something that you would, in a second term, if it comes up again, would you use your visibility, the bully pulpit of the mayor's office, to come down on one side of, or the other of codifying this measure, which we get a lot of feedback about this from our listeners? Where will you stand? Will you be for or against?
I think that it's so important to, again, my position is I don't believe in discrimination against for anyone. And I think that...
Enough to codify it into law?
Well, I think that, again, I don't believe in discrimination against anyone. I think that anyone who's been working with the city and working with the mayor knows I believe in opportunity for all. I don't believe in discrimination.
But so, you're not going to take a position either way?
I think, you know, I've been clear on my position from day one. And I think that, you know, again, city council addressed the issue. It didn't pass. That's the approach they took. I just believe opportunity for all.
So there you have it. Bill Bishop, Lenny Curry, and Alvin Brown. Shavara Oren, so far we have one candidate on the record where he stands, and that would be Bill Bishop. Your reaction?
You know, I think it's critically important that when you're standing for justice and equality, you are doing that openly and you are doing that proudly. And I think no response is definitely a response. We've been working very hard and have created a wonderful contingency of straight allies in this community, including many people who are running for the candidacy of city council in 2015, who indeed do support a fully inclusive and comprehensive human rights ordinance in the city of Jacksonville.
Dan.
I'd just like to echo what Shavara said. I really think that, you know, if you're aware that discrimination is occurring and you have the power to lead and do something about it, and you choose not to, that is a statement.
And Judy, what would you say to those who are following this and they're emailing and calling right now who don't understand why this is even necessary? Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of emails about that saying, why is this such a big deal? Why do we need this special legislation? Why do we need this language? Why is this coming up over and over again? What's your response to those listeners?
My response is that currently people can be fired from a job, they can be denied service in a restaurant, they can be thrown out of their apartments or homes just for being a member of the LGBT community in any of those groups. There are no protections in place. These are the very fundamental freedoms, protections, life experiences we all expect to have protected. Many people believe those protections are already in place. That's why we need more than a belief and feeling that equality and protection is important. We need laws to protect people.
Lots of calls, meanwhile. What's your reaction as the city of Atlantic Beach moves ahead, passing a first reading of an expanded human rights ordinance? The number to join the show, 549-2937. Let's go to Lucky at the Beaches. Lucky, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Melissa, and thank you very much for your time and patience. And I want to say to Shavara and Judy and Dan and other people, thank you so much. I've been in Jacksonville since 1982, And the angst that you hear in my voice is that of somebody living in a city where they're not considered equal. I'm not. I was a leader, an activist in a church with more than 10,000 a month, white male conservatives, Tea Party Republicans, just like Clay Yarborough, just like Bill Guliford. And we need them to see that this is oppressive when you're not included. Right now, I'm looking for a home, and I have to wonder if the owner will sell to me or rent to me, and that is the truth. I appreciate all of your work. We need to do this. I travel a lot for my job, and when I discuss this every day with somebody, they are shocked that Jacksonville doesn't include everyone.
That's Lucky at the Beaches. Thank you for the call, Lucky. Shavara Oren, citizens like Lucky, they've been standing up and giving testimony out at the beach to city officials there, correct?
That's correct. We've heard harrowing stories of people who are being discriminated against. There's a young man who spoke a few weeks ago who works at a restaurant and was outed as transgender and can no longer use the restroom at his job. And so what he shared very poignantly is that prior to his 7-hour shift without break, he dashes to a restroom and right after dashes again to a restroom. And we hear those stories over and over again.
Yeah, we're getting comments about that on Twitter and on our Facebook page, that this involved an employee in the Ball Building in downtown Jacksonville, or perhaps that's another incident. Mm-hmm. But lots of feedback about that coming in on Facebook, lots of tweets. We'll go to those in just a moment. Right now, let's go to Rashida on the north side. Rashida, good morning. Rashida, good morning. Okay, give us a call back. The number to join the show, 549-2937. Let's go to Rick at the Beaches. Hello, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning. The comment I want to make is about the three candidates for mayor. Obviously, there's one candidate is not being controlled by other people. It was able to come out with a straight answer. The other two obviously are puppets who are afraid to say something because most of their backers are probably against this. Thank you.
And that's Rick at the Beaches. You know, let's discuss the politics of this. Judy Shecklin, clearly people running for high office or even a local office, it's obvious based on the parsing of words that public officials you'll hear when asked about this matter. They feel they have to walk a fine line. Mm-hmm. What about that?
Well, it's confusing because poll after poll in the city of Jacksonville shows that a majority of citizens do support these protections. Additionally, we have seen a large group of businesses join forces and state that this is good for Jacksonville's business community. Specifically, the Chamber of Commerce has visited many cities around the country to see what kind of laws they have in place, what kinds of business promotions they have in place, and all of the cities they visit that are vibrant and growing have human rights ordinances in place. So it is baffling.
Shavara Oren, the city's local business community, based on the comments that we've heard from local business leaders here in Duval County, they seem to be very much foursquare behind this update because they feel it is good for business.
They do, and we hear that resoundingly. Within the We Are Straight Allies campaign, we have support from Pat Garrity, Darnell Smith, both with Florida Blue, as well as Steve Halverson, who is the CEO of Haskell Company. And what business leaders will tell you time and time again, that it makes good business sense. If you are trying to attract the best and brightest from around the world, not just in this region, not just in this country, then you are going to create policies that are inclusive for all involved. Also, across the nation, there are over 500 mayors from 40 states that support equality with policy in their cities, towns, and communities. And so there is precedent for this. There are many, many mayors, many elected officials who do support total and full equality for all citizens.
We are getting an absolute explosion of tweets on this issue. Madeline tweets the show, the fact that Jacksonville can't pass an expanded HRO is an embarrassment. Here's a tweet from another listener. Jacksonville's reputation in other cities is abysmal. Gays, grads, entrepreneurs don't want to live in a city that discriminates. Cindy tweets the show, the leadership of the Atlantic Beach commissioners is a great model for our City of Jacksonville elected officials. Let's go now to Rashida on the north side. I think we have her back. Rashida, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm calling in. I've been listening. It's kind of appalling to listen to Mayor Alvin Brown and the other gentlemen speaking about all these rights and they're believing in equality for all. And it's none of these are going to affect the black community. All these new ideas, the legislature is full-fledged behind the lesbian gay community who's feeling discriminated against. But what about the blacks that have always been discriminated against? No one is touching on the foundation of the issue is racism. And I hear these people speak, and they're acting like it's not prevalent in the black community outside of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community. It's an issue, period. And it seems like special groups are getting all this notoriety and all these privileges, and everyone is, you know, jumping on the bandwagon to protect certain groups of people who are being discriminated against, and that's discrimination in itself, because when they get through with these big campaigns for the lesbian, gay, transgender community and all their horror stories, black people are experiencing the same thing they are. We're getting thrown out of restaurants, not getting jobs, not getting fair housing opportunities. It's the same thing. So who's going to speak up for the African Americans here in Jacksonville, Florida, experiencing the same type of racism, discrimination, and who's going to speak for them to get human rights for us that should be already on the books that are acting like they're not on the books? I mean,
all right,
that's a big disgrace to me.
And that's Rashida on the north side. Rashida, thanks for calling in. Dan?
Well, I feel, you know, Rashida is right on. You know, discrimination is an issue that impacts more than just the LGBT community. It impacts our whole Jacksonville community, and we know of many stories of people that have been discriminated on based on race and other factors. But, you know, the way the law is set up is that if somebody is discriminated against based on their race, they can actually go to our Jacksonville Human Rights Commission and file a claim. They have that option if they've been discriminated against in housing or public accommodation or in employment, and they can actually have some sort of recourse.
Also, gender, age, disability, those are all covered under the city's ordinance.
That is correct. But what isn't currently covered is sexual orientation or gender identity and expression. And that's one of the reasons why we're working so hard to add that in, because what often happens is people will use that as an option, as if they want to discriminate, they can use that as a way to make that happen.
Shivara.
I'd like to weigh in. Rashida, thank you so much. You're absolutely right. And I do think that we have to be mindful that we cannot disconnect our intersectionality. There are issues facing marginalized people in our community. And when you think about communities of color and the intersection between communities of color and the LGBT community, Jasmine, which is a local youth LGBT organization here in the city, predominantly the number of young people that go in and out of those doors are black and brown babies. And many of them are HIV infected. Many of them have been ostracized and put out of their home. So you're right. We do have a larger looming issue. And I think it speaks to the reason justice and equality is so very important. 50 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Bill, you're right. We still have not gotten it right for communities of color, which means that this is an ongoing struggle. Thank you.
Amber in Atlantic Beach emails the show, "I am an Atlantic Beach resident, a straight ally, and a full supporter of the HRO. The overwhelming approval from people in our community needs to be directed to the Atlantic Beach City Commissioners. Two holdouts still believe the city doesn't want the HRO passed and that all the buzz is coming from outside lobbying groups. Local residents must speak up to voice our local support." Let's go to Carrie in Riverside. Carrie, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you, Melissa. How are you guys today?
Great, thanks.
Great. You know, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, this time around for the elections, you know, the LGBT community is going to hold candidates accountable. We're going to make sure that we check their backgrounds. We're going to call them. We're going to make sure that, you know, they're going to vote for the HRO. You know, Mayor Brown had told me to, you know, personally during his campaign that he was for equality for all. And then, you know, when the HRO came up, we all know what happened there. Listening to your show last week with Lenny Curry not being able to commit, you know, to an answer. also with Mr. Bishop, who I commend for, you know, being on board on the sexual orientation part, you know, but we'll need to do some educating with him on the transgender portion so he understands, you know, that the bathroom issue, which seems to be the thing that comes up so much, you know, it's really not a valid, you know, argument anymore. There's zero data to prove, you know, prove that there's bathroom issues. And, you know, I just really hope that our city, you know, gets on the train or going to be labeled Calford for the rest of our days here. And unfortunately, I think as everybody has hit on, that successful candidates for jobs, people, you know, finances, education, everything's going to go out the window. You know, and I commend everybody that's working so hard on this.
That's Carrie in Riverside. And so lots of feedback coming in this morning, certainly. What's the next step for the officials in Atlantic Beach?
Well, we do have to go. There's another workshop coming up, in it's on the 28th. And so they'll have the bill on the agenda for that meeting, and they'll continue the discussion. And hopefully, you know, we won't know what's going to happen exactly. They could propose some changes or amendments. We're hoping that they will keep the bill as it is intact. And then it will move on to a final vote in August.
August 11th. Yeah. And we would certainly invite and welcome and encourage everyone who lives in Atlantic Beach and throughout the city who embraces equality and protections for all people to be there and let the officials know in Atlantic Beach what you believe and why you believe this is important. And thank you.
And I'd also like to add, for those of you who are interested in supporting, there are local organizations like Jasmine, We Are Straight Allies, the Jacksonville Coalition for Equality, Equality Florida, and certainly our partner, the Human Rights Ordinance and of Human Rights Campaign in Washington, D.C. So please support those organizations. Go online and share your support and share it with others.